about your case the other day, and I just haven't had a chance to get around and answer it, but I'm going to answer it now. I'll be talking to you on this side of the tape, and then when I turn it over, I'll talk to Mama, okay? I was real happy to hear about that secret club you got. That sounds like really a good deal. I'm glad that you're interested in having a club like that. Well, I hope you and Sean and Kelly are doing your exercises all the time. Daddy's getting pretty short now. Only got about 3 months or so to go, and then I'll be coming home to you. I hope that we'll all go to Texas. It sounds like that's where we're going to go. That's where we were when Daddy first came in the Army about 9 years ago. A couple of days ago I came in the Army, when you were just a little guy. I think you were just a baby. And I can still remember a picture that you'd land there beside the pool down in Texas when Daddy and Mom were there just before we went to Europe. Kelly was just a big old lump in Mama's stomach at that time. And then we came back to Texas when Daddy was in flight school. And the next time we walked into the pool and went down the deep end and dove in, and the lifeguard had to pull you out before you drowned. Do you remember that? But we had a lot of fun in Texas, and it's real warm down there, and you'll be able to play football and baseball again, and maybe go horseback riding and everything, because they got all kinds of things for kids to do there on that post. And right across the street, down a little ways, is that Breckenridge Park. I don't know if you remember it or not, but we used to go there sometimes, and they've got a zoo there, and they've got all kinds of games and prizes for little kids to play. So there should be a lot of fun down there when we get there. Daddy's been flying all day today. We had a few missions today, but not too many. Things have been real quiet here, and not too many people have been getting hurt. One tank today ran over a big mine and hurt a bunch of soldiers, but there hasn't been a lot of fighting going on here. I'm sure you read in the newspaper where President Johnson is going to start talking peace, and it must be because everybody's praying so hard for it that there's going to be peace. But we don't know how soon, so you have to keep praying real hard and getting Sean and Kelly to pray with you so that maybe we will have peace. I hope you're saying your rosary every night and remember never to forget baby Jesus, because he'll never forget you. He's the best friend you'll have, and whenever anything is wrong and everything looks pretty bad and all your friends seem like they're against you, or you're lonesome or sad about anything, you can always talk to him and he'll make you feel better right away. So as long as you keep him and be a good boy, then you're never going to have too much to worry about, Case. I got a Boy Scout knife here for you. I sent one with Mama before, but I forgot to bring this one to Hawaii with me. So I'll either send it to you or bring it with me when I come home. There's not much over here for me to get you kids. This tour, all the good deals and fun things that they had before are gone, but when Daddy gets home, he'll just take you out and we'll really go on a spree and buy you all kinds of toys and stuff that you want. I hope you're doing well in school. I haven't gotten your report card yet, but I hope you've been studying hard, because if you have to be there, Case, you gotta go to school every day, right? You gotta sit in that classroom, and you gotta listen to that teacher. you might as well be learning something. Because if you don't, you're just wasting your time and you'll have to do it all over again someday. So don't waste any time while you're in that schoolroom. You listen hard to what that teacher says and then you practice remembering everything she says. So later on, you won't be kind of a dumb guy like maybe some guys in your class are. I hope you're helping Mama with everything, and I know she's got a lot of work to do, and you kids sometimes get noisy and make her nervous and everything, but you gotta be careful about that, because even though she is Mama, she still gets upset sometimes. And she says that you kids have been helping her real good, and I hope so, because it's important that you do. And then she's happier and she doesn't get as lonesome for me, and if you kids do what you're supposed to and keep her happy. I hear you're all getting to be pretty good ice skaters, and I'd sure like to get back so I could see you all ice skate. Last time when I came back, we went ice skating, but I didn't. I bet you're all a lot better than you were then. That's one thing Daddy never had a chance to do when he was a little boy, was ice skate. And I sure wish I did, because I bet it's a lot of fun to go out in the snow and skate around. Got a new hospital in here now, Case, and it's CWC. It's a civilian war casualty hospital, and they're going to start taking care of the civilians around the countryside, which is a real good deal, because, you know, some people, they don't like somebody else just because maybe their skin's a different color or they don't have the same religion or anything. And I hope you're never like that, because God loves them all, doesn't he? No matter what color they are, what religion they believe, even if they are wrong in what religion they believe, he still loves them as long as they love him. And these people might not be as rich as we are, and some of them might not be as smart as some of us, but they're still good people, and they do what they think they should do, and so we should love them just as much as we love everybody else. I hope I never hear you and your brother and sister ever talking about anybody because they have a different color or believe differently than you do. That's about the worst sin anybody can commit, I think. Well, Case, I guess I'm about to run out and decide. I'm real anxious to get home and see you, and you know how much I love you and everybody there. I want to get down to Texas so I can see you play football again. I know you're going to be a great football player someday, Case, and your dad's really looking forward to watching you grow up and play. Be a good boy now and pray for your daddy, and I'll see you.